This news is being brought to you by Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. They're in their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. And Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Their member, FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. But before we do that, the Port Austin Water Authority just called in, and they're asking residents to run your water faucets, open them all up, and let the water run at a stream of about the size of a pencil lead, just to help keep the lines from freezing. In a recent district court hearing for Hannah Nicole Bradley, she appeared via Zoom to address a bench warrant issued for her arrest after failing to appear at her sentencing. Bradley explained her absence was due to a two-week illness, including influenza A and B, which led to a stay with her mother, and missed the court notification that was delivered to her sister's residence. The court imposed sanctions totaling $200, and her sentencing has been rescheduled for Thursday, January 22nd at 10 a.m. Bradley confirmed her ability to attend this new date, with the court emphasizing the importance of her appearance. And the Thumb Animal Shelter's marking its 30th anniversary in 2026, celebrating three decades of service, servicing the local community and giving countless dogs a chance at loving homes. The shelter, founded in 1996 by Dean Forrester and her late husband Ron in the rural farming community of Elkton, has become a beloved institution, known for its dedication to animal welfare and strong community support. Over the years, the shelters relied heavily on local volunteers, supporters, and donors. With recent efforts, including community fundraisers and donations, such as a $10,000 gift from Meyer's Bad Axe store, which helped to cover care costs for stray animals in the region. Volunteers have also organized bottle return drives to help raise funds for veterinary and kennel expenses, showcasing the grassroots support that keeps the organization going. The anniversary message shared by the shelter thanks residents for their ongoing involvement in helping countless wagging tails and happy endings over the years. As it celebrates this milestone, the shelter continues its mission of compassion, care, and second chances, emphasizing the powerful role that community engagement plays in animal rescue and adoption in Michigan's Thumb region. If you'd like to find out what needs the shelter currently has, or if you're interested in getting a dog, you can reach out to them at 989-375-4204. And Michigan is pushing for more green energy development, but not everyone understands what that entails. There have been several wind farms developed over the last few years, with their spinning blades generating energy. The next step in green energy development is solar farms and battery storage units. Special panels are assembled that capture the sun to create solar power. Battery storage units are facilities that house the power generated by wind and sun until it is needed. Marathon Township in Lapeer County is being eyed for solar development, and the Planning Commission invites township residents to a special meeting to discuss battery storage and solar farms. We'll be back right after this for a look at our obituaries for today.
Ashley & Maddox is making it easier than ever to refresh your home during our winter blowout sale going on now. Save up to 30% off store-wide and take advantage of the one-year and five-year no-interest financing to bring home the pieces you've been waiting for. And if you love clearance deals, this is your moment. We're blowing out all of our one-and-done clearance prices up to 60% off the original price. Sectionals, sofas, love seats, accent chairs, dining sets, bedroom groups, end tables, and more. Each one priced to go and each one the last of its kind. Hurry in to Ashley & Maddox because that means once it's gone, it's gone. Check out our incredible examples like one-and-done sectionals starting at just $888, a complete bedroom set at 50% off, a dining set with seating for eight for only $988, and a gray swivel accent chair for just $288. And don't forget the accessories to finish off your space. Select glass art is 60% off, coleslaw art is 65% off, clearance accessories are up to 70% off, and clearance vases, frames, statues, florals, and more start at just $3 to $4 each. The winter blowout sale is happening now at Ashley & Maddox. Some exclusions may apply. See Ashley & Maddox for details.
Ashley is your one-stop place for all your furniture needs. Hi, this is Brandon from Ashley & Maddox. Shop our selection of dining sets, bedroom furniture, lift chairs, and more.
While you're shopping at the north side of Maddox, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back with a look at your obituaries today. We have three. Stephen Thomas Risch, age 63, of Port Austin, passed away January 18th. He was born October the 8th, 1962, and he married Mary Jo Shear and had 43 years of marriage together. Steve was proud dad to Ashley, Kevin, and Alex, and an even prouder grandpa. A memorial service be held Thursday, January 22nd at McAlpin Funeral Home, Gage Chapel of Kindy at 11 a.m. Visitation will be held Wednesday, January 21st at McAlpin Funeral Gage Chapel of Kindy from 2 to 7 p.m. and also from 10 on Thursday till time of service. Memorials may be offered to the Family Discretionary Fund, care of Mary Jo, and you can share your memories online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. And Marsha Hoffman, age 88, of Cass City, passed away January the 16th. She was born in Unionville, May 5th, 1937. She married Elmer Hoffman on April 28th, 1956. She is survived by her children, Gina and Gordon, as well as her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. The visitation service will be held Thursday, January 22nd, at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Cass City, with visitation beginning at 9 a.m. till the time of service at 11 a.m. There will be a luncheon held immediately following the service at the church, with burial to follow at 2 p.m. at St. John's Lutheran Cemetery in Seaboing. Memorial donations may be given to the Heritage Hill Assisted Living and Memory Care of Caro or the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church of Cass City. Arrangements have been handled by Youngel and Mellendorf Funeral Home of Seaboing, and you can share your memories online at jmfuneralhome.com. And Darwin Stalter, age 85, of Gagetown, passed away Sunday, January 18th. He was born March 14th, 1940. He is survived by his beloved wife, Harriet, his children, Pam, Rodney, Paula, Russell, Elizabeth, and Rachel, as well as his brother and many grandchildren and great-grandchildren. In accordance with his wishes, cremation is to take place with a memorial service honoring Darwin's life to be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, February the 21st, at Michigan Avenue Mennonite Church. Visitation will be at the church from 10 a.m. till time of service. Memorials may be made to the Michigan Avenue Mennonite Church of Pigeon, and the family was assisted with arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. You can share your thoughts, memories, and prayers online with the family at ransfordfuneralhome.com. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Seedwing, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with more news. A study published in the Journals of Gerontology suggested a surprising secondary benefit to the shingles vaccine. Researchers at the University of Southern California found that individuals over 70 who received the vaccination showed signs of slower biological aging and lower systemic inflammation. The data indicates that by preventing the painful shingles virus, the body avoids the significant transcriptomic and epigenetic aging spikes typically seen after severe viral infections. Health officials are reviewing the findings to see if this could encourage higher vaccination rates among the elderly. A targeted explosion at a restaurant in Kabul, Afghanistan, resulted in the death of one Chinese national and injuries to five others. The Islamic State group has claimed the responsibility for the attack, which occurred during a busy lunch hour. The Chinese Foreign Ministry condemned the attack and urged Afghan authorities to increase security for foreign nationals and projects. China has also been advised its citizens to avoid travel to the region due to deteriorating security situation. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Morel Equipment, your local LS tractor, Bad Boy Zero Turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe, as well as Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more today. And Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seabling. They're a member, FDIC.
Why buy an overpriced tractor from the other guys when you can purchase an LS tractor at incredible savings from us at Morel Equipment of Bad Axe? This is Kevin Morel. Before you purchase your next tractor, stop in and check out the features and pricing we can provide with an LS tractor at Morel Equipment in our new location at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. There's no obligation. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower, LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors and attachments. Come see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar. Our new facility in Bad Axe offers more convenience, more selection, and top-notch service. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the reliability, power, and efficiency you need, all at lower pricing than the other guys. So come visit us at Morel Equipment at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Or call us at 989-553-2460. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.